I have a special announcement this morning that I wanted to lift up to you. As most of you know, we brought on to our staff a new person a few weeks ago, and she has been here for 2 or 3 weeks. I've lost track. Time has flown by me. And believe it or not, she has decided that she likes it and she would like to stay, even though she has to put up with us staff and, you know, no. But anyway, she's a great person, and she and her husband are here today, Kathy and Ron Warren. Would you wave? Yes. There we go. She's already whipping me into shape. No, she's awesome, and we appreciate your presence here. Please make sure you take time to greet them this morning before you eat your donut. Or maybe I should say during eating donuts. How about that? All right. If you would turn with me to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. Now, if there's someone here in this church that maybe doesn't know where the book of Acts is, would you help me out? Is the book of Acts in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So the New Testament begins with what book? And then? And then? And then? And finally? Yes. And the actual name, maybe in your Bibles, it may be called Acts of the Apostles. I'm not sure. But Acts chapter 17 will begin with verse 24. Verse 24. Once you find that, if you would close the Bible in that place on your finger and rise, stand up with me if you're able. Let us put these Bibles above our heads and say this like we mean it this morning. How about that? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. So please remain standing with me as we read Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 28. The God who made the world and everything in it, He who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is He served by human hands as though He needed anything, since He Himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor He made nations to inhabit the whole earth, and He allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for Him and find Him, though indeed He is not far from each one of us, for in Him we live and move and have our being. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Well, as most of you know, we created a sermon notes insert. If I would invite you to get that out and grab a pen or a pencil and follow along. Of course, on the back of that is a study guide, and it has to do with the sermon topic today. So I invite you to take this home, keep it with your sheet that has all the prayers on it, and keep it by your prayer chair. You can have a little devotion to do each day this week if you choose. But I tell you, I'm excited this morning. This is the first Sunday of the teaching series, Have You Ever Wondered? Sorry, Have You Ever Wondered? Wander, you know. Anyway. People say that if Moses would have been a woman, they wouldn't have wandered in the desert for 40 years. She would have asked for directions, right? Yeah.